This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, time to chat some biking, and we welcome back onto the show today, all the way from Canada, Scott Cooper. Scott, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
Scott, you're a machine on the bike. Your bike splits are phenomenal. You must enjoy being out there on two wheels.
Very much so. It's a great feeling when you when you're just down on that aero tuck and going 40 plus K an hour. It's a very freeing experience. It's awesome out there.
It definitely helps that you love it. I mean, I get that feeling when I'm on my bike as well. I used to race BMXs as a kid, and you almost feel like a kid again. That's what I love about riding bikes, and I think it is that freedom.
Yeah, no, for sure, that freedom, and I love just how much you can see, and you can really explore places on your bike, especially traveling for races and that sort of thing. It's a very freeing experience, I think, is the best way to put it.
As far as the sort of amount that you would typically ride in the build up to an Ironman, from a volume perspective, I mean, how many Ks a week would you typically do in a big week?
My biggest weeks would maybe get up to 700 to 850 kilometers in a week, but on a regular basis, just sort of through the slog of training, it's probably closer to probably, I'd say, 400 or 500 kilometers.
Did you find you picked it up quite easily? I mean, once you took up the sport seriously, did biking come easily to you?
I think it took time. It definitely took time. I knew right when I started that I did have a proficiency for it, but it took years of building up strength and building up my power. And I got hooked up with a cycling studio in Montreal called Power Watts that really focused on high intensity intervals, and I found that made a big difference where I could really start building strength. And it took me a while of just building up that high end power and that short term strength until I could really start applying that over the Ironman distance. So I felt like it took a couple of years to really get that breakthrough, but then once the foundation was laid, then I could really get into some hard, long workouts, and then that's when I really started performing well in Ironman races.
It's interesting you use the word foundation, because we spoke about that in our first chat, the consistency of training, particularly over seasons, that it's almost like you're building on what you did last season. And that, particularly with cycling, is one of the keys, is to have a really good base to build off.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I one thing that I try and work on, the way that I sort of plan my seasons every year, is in the winter time I really focus on that high intensity training, and then that really just builds up that power, and then that you can use the fitness you had coming out of your previous season to do a little bit longer of those high intensity intervals in the winter time, and then it sets you up with a much higher power going into the next season, and then that's when you can really, you can really hammer out those hard workouts. And yeah, again, that's where you get those big gains, is from that consistency year to year, just putting in the hours and putting in the work.
As far as gains, is there one thing that you feel you've done that's just given you like a huge gain over your career?
The biggest gain is just working with the cycling studio Power Watts, to be honest. Like it's just that high power work. It really makes all the difference. And on that note of training with power, that was a big improvement for me before, when I was just using heart rate or perceived exertion. That works to an extent, but I found that I really got big gains when I was putting a number on it, and it kind of keeps you honest, and it keeps you pushing, and can help you compete with the guy beside you, just because you know what kind of power he's pushing. And that was a big game changer for me, and when I really felt that I broke through with my cycling.
Well, I haven't told my wife this, Scott, but I'm actually looking for a power meter. Give me some advice. What should I look out for?
I think that it depends on what kind of bike setup you have. I've always had a Quark power meter. I just have my one bike. I just have my one triathlon bike that I race and train and do everything on. So I like the reliability of a crank-based meter. And since I don't have to switch it between bikes, it's very simple. But for those that have multiple bikes, like I know a lot of people do, they have a racing bike and a training bike, and maybe they have a road bike that they use on long rides or whatever. I think that the pedal power meters out there and hub based ones are great options, just because it's so easy to switch between bikes and you can get those numbers, because at the end of the day, you really just want to make sure that you have that power feedback for yourself, just so you know what you're doing. Like, you don't have to ride with your power meter every day, but when you're doing hard workouts, you can get them that much more refined if you have that power meter.
So I'm gonna tell my wife, you say it's okay, I can get one.
Tell her it's okay. Yeah, it's a wise investment. She should go for it.
Fantastic. Scott, as far as workouts go, what is your favorite thing to do on the bike?
My favorite set of workouts is, and this is again something I'll do on a build up towards a big race, is I'll do a broken hour time trial. So what I'll do is I'll go in with sort of what I want to achieve as my 1 hour average power. So this is to get your functional threshold power. So I go in with what I want to achieve, and then I'll start with, say 12 times 5 minutes at that power, with a couple minutes rest in between. So at that point, you've just broken that hour time trial into 12 chunks that are much more manageable. And then as I progress through that workout, I'll do 6 times 10 minutes, then 4 times 15 minutes, then 3 times 20 minutes, 2 times 30 minutes, and then get to the point where I can do a 1 hour time trial, and that's where I can really see where my bike fitness is at. And what I'll do is I'll have that build up right before a race, so that maybe I do the hour TT 10 or 12 days before a half Ironman, and then I can really hone in on a race day power prescription and know what I'm capable of for that race.
Oh, brilliant. I think that's awesome. So yeah, definitely going to try that one too. Scott, thank you so much for your time once again on the Kone Edge. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to the KonaEdge.com/bike seminar now.